Welcome to Deckheads, a production of iHeartRadio.
Welcome to Deckheads with your hosts, Nick and Anna. Broadcasting from the bottom of the boat, below deck.
Ooh, I'm horny.
All yacht talk all the time.
I'm having a party.
We're shoveling coal to keep this show afloat.
I love cocaine.
We're off the map in international waters.
I need some drama, me.
Hide that cocaine.
Never.
In my nose.
Just so you know, I'm in an open relationship.
Below deck.
Woo!
Below me.
What?
Deckhead.
Hey, Nick.
Hey. Anna, how you doing?
Just living my best life.
That is what you're always doing.
Always.
And usually that involves not talking to me. So
Always. You know I hate you, but in like that.
Yeah.
Because
but I thought we were trying to fake it on the pod.
Oh, no, we are. But like people don't understand. Like I actually hated you for a while because I had to speak to you every single day.
Right.
For 4 hours, it felt like. But
yes.
Now I don't even know you, and we're best friends again.
Yes, I've stopped telling you what I do from day to day.
Yeah.
And you've stopped asking.
Yeah, I don't care.
We had a relationship where you would text me a lot, and I would not text you back.
Nope.
And now neither one of us texts.
No, we don't say anything to each other.
Perfect.
Oh, the dream friendship.
Hi, are you still with Zach?
Who?
Is this show still with Zach?
I don't know. Yes, it is. I wouldn't know. I don't even. After we record this, I don't do anything with it. It doesn't even go up.
Is that right? Because honestly, there would be no way of confirming that. It would be the same number of people who tell me they listen.
Yeah, it's just five.
Actually,
people.
You know what? My brother, shout out Jeremy Turner, said
JT.
That he caught up. And he has fully listened to every minute of podcasts we have put out.
Whoa.
My brother.
Whoa.
Is that crazy?
I mean, my parents don't know this show. Or my family probably doesn't even know this show exists.
Look, he's in Korea. He doesn't. He's lost all attachments to everything in America. This is his only way of knowing what's going on. He gets his news from our podcast.
Ooh.
From a month ago.
Jesus, that's terrible. He's just now hearing about the Black Lives Matter movement.
Yes. He's like, uh-oh, looks like this election's heating up.
Let's bring our guests in. Guys, we're at a time where we have completed every goddamn episode of this show, and I've never been more aggressive towards rich people. So we're going weekly, or we are weekly. We're current, baby. We're as current as those waves not allowing someone to anchor and, I don't know, take the boat off the dock.
Woof.
I don't know. Clearly, I learned nothing.
Woof.
But yeah, we are joined by actually someone who has a sister podcast?
I like that. You can tell we don't usually have guests.
Yes.
Because a normal podcast would have done the intro already, but we are fumbling through this.
Well,
like we're on our first play date.
This guest, they host a show with their beloved called The Greatest. That's also on iHeart. They are a
comedian.com.
Yes, the website. They're a comedian. They are a wonderful Instagrammer, as I know them, because I follow them. I'm terrible.
Wow.
And they were a minion for Halloween. Is that, yeah? Yeah, okay.
Oh my God.
I knew it.
This is, hold on.
I have 15 more facts, Nick.
I'm going to set my clock I can see how long.
Interrupt
this,
me after
this
my
takes.
14th introduction.
Yeah, okay. Stopwatch started.
I'm just joking. We're joined by Megan Gailey.
Hi.
Megan Gailey, hi.
June Hannah. So excited to be here. I mean, I had to like hold myself back from tweeting more about Monday night's episode, but I wanted to keep it all locked in, all content specific just for Deckheads.
Sometimes it's so difficult to not talk about it beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's the equivalent pain of, I don't know, dragging your dick through 12 miles of broken whiskey bottles. Something like that.
Wow, that is so many bottles.
I just made that up.
I hope you're able to recycle them.
You wouldn't make that up.
Actually, recycling is fake, right?
Wow.
I don't know.
I think it is.
A number is calling me and the city is Diamond Bar.
Oh, yeah. You got to take Bar. That.
Please take
That's
that.
That's not good, right?
Please take that on air.
This could not be good.
Okay. Megan,
Megan,
thank
it's
you.
Your lucky day.
You've won a Deckheads appearance. Okay. I've created a thing where I'm going to ask the guests three questions at the beginning of every episode.
I did not agree to this.
Well,
I just need,
I come up with the segments and you just exist within the universe of this podcast.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, you seem kind of more along for the ride.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, actually,
Anna's the primary and you're the friend being selfish. You know?
I'm along for the ride the way someone who just got carjacked is.
Well, actually, you did create boat facts. That was all you.
I mean, it's like we're all joking about me not carrying this show, but we all know. I get to the questions.
It's true.
I bet they're good.
Yeah, well, I asked the exact same ones last episode if you were listening.
I was listening, but not retaining.
Great. Okay, so when did you start watching Below Deck, Megan?
Consistently, I think I started watching 4 years ago. But then whenever it was on in like a hotel or a plane, I would be like, oh, what's this? And so I've seen every single episode, but I kind of like jumped around, but I've been current with it for 4 seasons.
Amazing.
I mean, I watched Sailing Yacht.
I know.
That is incredible. Hey, Megan, do you have a favorite season? Sorry, is this one of your questions?
Yes, it is. That's
I knew it. I was just guessing. You can ask her.
No, no, you just asked her.
No, but I want you to do it.
Oh my God, Nick, we're just trying
to keep
it moving.
You can cut my part out.
What? Why would I do that? Do you have a favorite season?
Wow.
Gosh, I really did love that first season that Malia was on, where everybody was like, Adam was fighting over her, and then a bosun was fighting over her. Last season of
Nico.
Regular Below Deck was so painful, but then it led to the reunion that was so cathartic to see Captain Lee yell at those pieces of shit was like a Me Too moment in my life. Like it felt so good.
Yeah. That was, I like that it was so upsetting. He had to get up and walk away.
Yeah.
Like he couldn't.
Yeah.
Do.
And he was like, I can't believe I didn't know this. Yeah. Like he just seemed so disturbed and pissed off, which is like exactly what you want from a man when they see the horrible things that Ashton and his crew was doing.
Oh my God.
I mean, I believe Captain Lee was a little complicit, but I see what you're saying.
I don't know if he knew.
Has missed a lot.
Yeah. Well, he is an elder. and I mean, if you fall in the shower, when that happened, I actually like got tears in my eyes because I used to work at a retirement community. And when an old person falls, the clock's counting down, you know, that's the beginning of the end. And so I was like, I can't lose Captain Lee. I'm not ready for that. But I think he is fine. I think he just like slipped. I don't.
If you're falling in the shower, there's not enough gold bracelets in the world to make you look cool again.
No.
Well, there's not enough gold bracelets to like catch on something and save your life.
Is that what those medical bracelets are for?
Yeah.
Catching on something?
That's my
idea. Ripping your hands off at the wrist?
Oh, no. Well, that's the thing is Captain Lee is not a hands-on captain. He does not want to be bothered under any circumstance. That's why he doesn't know what's going on. Because the second you're like, Captain Lee, I need help. He's like, why am I doing your job for you?
Yeah.
And it's like, well, there you go.
I sleep for 18 hours a day.
I relate to that, though. I remember when he gave his bed up for somebody.
Yeah.
I mean, he's like, I'll sleep in the game room. You can have it.
Guests come first. Well, it's unlike, do you watch Med?
Yes.
Well, Captain Sandy's like up in your business. You can't hide anything from her.
I do not. She is not for me. I used to like her because it used to be like, oh, cool. And now it's like the more I learn about her, the less I like her.
Right. Yeah. She's kind of the kind of person who's like, Malia, and how do you and Tom fuck? Like, she's so in your business.
Yeah. And she just thinks she knows, right? And I get that that's like her job, but I do think she fucked over Kiko. Like,
yeah.
I I think the way she treated him was mind warfare for sure.
Yeah.
Now, are you familiar with the scandal of Captain Sandy on a cameo?
Outing Malia.
Yes. Yeah. What's your thoughts on this? We're live on the ground with Megan Gailey. We're getting her thoughts on Captain Sandy.
I definitely see where she's coming from. Like, I get what she's saying. You can't say that. Mm-hmm. And also, it's like Malia is the most obsessed with male attention of really any person on Bravo right now, as I am too. I say that as a happily married woman. How do you stand up so men will throw their boxers at me? You know, like, I get it, Malia. But the way that she loves terrible men just doesn't feel lesbian to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I do, you know, it's like, think of each of her relationships you've seen on the show with Nico, with Adam, and with Tom. I just feel like everything is so calculated.
What do you mean with
Nico? I don't
Nico?
Feel like these relate. Nico, what's the, what
no,
am I
that
thinking
was
of?
Wiz.
Chandler, what am I thinking
Wiz.
Of? Ross.
Wiz, I keep telling you his name. It's Wes, but he was South
oh,
African.
Wiz. So Wiz. Oh, right. Yeah, yeah. Sorry, no, Wiz. Wes. So anyway, with all those three, you know, I didn't buy any of them. They seem kind of, she seems more like she's out to destroy lives more so than she's out to find love.
Yes, I think she is. She uses men to get what she needs. And I don't even mean sexually. I think professionally, I think in advancement in her life, like every person she meets is a step to her, like that she can step on to get to something else. And so maybe that's more like asexual, but like, didn't her and Hannah make out? Like, wasn't there...
They didn't make out, but they were definitely like, there was flirtation.
Yeah. Like Malia does seem like a woman's eating her pussy for sure. Mm-hmm.
But she's not enjoying that either.
No.
No.
It is as if she liked Hannah until she realized that like Hannah ain't shit in a way. And then she was like done with Hannah and being like, if you have something to say, say it to my face. And Hannah was being like, oh, fuck you. This
it was
is reality.
So, I did like meeting Malia's mom because she just had this like sweet little Midwestern teacher of a mom. And I'm like, how did this woman make this monster?
Well, that's the thing is she has like five brothers or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's a vibe. I have only brothers. And when people are like, oh, that makes sense. That is an insult. I do take that as an insult. And I know Malia says that, like gets that too.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Malia, I mean, look, I find her to be a narc. I find her to be shady. I find her to be just
a guy's girl.
Yeah, just like not a nice person, like who wouldn't have your back, and that sucks.
Yeah.
Although I stand behind her taking the picture of Hannah's crap because she wouldn't give her the room.
I do not. I do
gotta
not
give her the room.
I think you have to give her the room, but it is weird. Bugsy didn't want to be with Hannah either.
Yeah.
You know, like Bugsy was like, I'm good, and everybody reveres Bugsy like she's a fucking Virgin Mary. So it wasn't just Hannah saying
well
that.
Hannah didn't want to be with Bugsy.
No, neither one of them did. And which, and so it's like, yeah,
that's
Tom,
understandable.
Tom.
Well, when you room with Bugsy, you don't get a bed because the second bed is used for her accessories.
Yeah. All her barrettes.
There's just one giant seashell necklace she wore that I was like, that's not a necklace.
There are like rare moments when I see her and I go, God, Bugsy is so beautiful. And then it's just 74. I mean, she's like JoJo Siwa. It's crazy for an adult woman.
Yeah. I you know, I follow her on Instagram and sometimes JoJo? I'll see a picture of her and I'll think, I'll think, wow, who's this beautiful? Oh, it's Bugsy.
How do you not remember?
They're not beautiful at all.
I think she's beautiful. I just think she's extra. In a way that's not appreciated.
But like when Alex was like, when he first met her and was like, wow, she has the prettiest like smile and eyes. That was the first time I had even looked at Bugsy's face. Like I was like, oh, I guess he's right. I just hadn't, it had been clouded by Claire's that I wasn't able to see what was happening.
I felt so bad for Alex because, you know, Bugsy was his only option. And so he was going for her. And then Aisha came on the boat and he's like, God damn it. I've already gone for Bugsy, but now single Aisha's here.
I think that's how people feel like Rob felt, too.
Yeah, for sure.
Rob.
I'm hot for Alex. I think Alex is so hot.
Yeah, are you really?
Yeah, I think Alex is like real hot.
He's too. Do you think Boston
he's the sexiest of all the seasons?
No, I mean honestly, I'm hot for Captain Lee. And this,
get out of here. Get up. Go to the door. Open it and walk out. It.
You are allowed to feel for him, Nick.
Captain
sit
Lee
down.
Is my type.
Wow. Actually, I mean, I've seen your husband, and I think he's going to be devastated.
Well, actually, that brings us to my next and final question for the guest. Who has been your fave cast member ever?
Oof. I do have such a really soft like place in my heart for Kate. Kate is just like really good TV. I think Hannah I've started to appreciate over the years more and more, but it's Captain Lee. I just really, I mean, in this season's driving it home. Him pantsless with broken ribs, just calling out into the world. I wish I could be there to bring him his pants. I do.
Yeah, I understand that. All right. Well, I'm actually starting to tally because last week our guest, Miles Gray, said his favorite.
You're starting to tally. Well, this is the second.
Yes, I know.
Second guest we've
ever
had.
I'm going to keep a track because I've lost my mind of every fave cast member. So we can, you know, at the end of the 10 years when we're done with this show.
Oh my God.
I loved Kiko too. Kiko is like a good, good soul. And. Yeah. Gosh, this is the thing. It's like, if I was on a boat, I'd rather him not be my chef, but I'd like him to be there to hang out. Does that mean? Like, I don't need him in charge of cooking, but if he wants to lead like meditation, I would love that.
Yeah, right. It's like if you go see Hamilton and then you get there and you're like, oh, Ben's sick. Oh, he's got a replacement. Who is it? Oh, Kiko.
Yeah.
Well, he's nice.
Kiko is the
a great voice.
He might be the kindest soul, maybe outside of Colin from Med, to ever work on this show.
Oh my God, Colin and his mom,
Colin,
Jesus.
Colin, oh, yeah. Colin. Yeah. I want Colin's mom and Tanner's mom to hang out. Tanner,
Tanner, he's dim.
Yeah,
Can you just see picture Colin at the March for the Right or the Unite the Right March. Can you just see him like holding a torch
and
yelling?
He's too musical.
I can see Colin there, but he got like tricked and it was boys weekend. Like they're like, we're going to Virginia. And he's like, all right. Okay, mom, I'm going to Virginia. And then he shows up and he's like, oh gosh, mom.
Yeah, he's like, everyone's talking about sex.
Facts. Yeah, I got tricked into being into the Klan.
Oh, wonderful. All right, let's get into this episode a little. So we're talking Below Deck Season 8, Episode 2, baby. We start out with the Avery fallout, which, you know.
Avery,
okay. Yeah. So he's the deckhand who is basically the only one who knows how to do anything, and he's out. First step, he's out.
He's basically Sean Bean in Game of Thrones, because it looks like the season's going to be all about him, and then he gets killed right away.
Why do so many people go on Below Deck that have sick family members? It seems like in casting, they're like, do you have a family member who's about to die? Great, you're on the show. Because people are leaving all the time. And like, I did like that Captain Lee wasn't like, it's your grandma. Come on, dog. Because you never know if someone was raised by their grandmother. Like a grandmother lived with me. We were very, very close. Not me and my parents, but like, you never know how close someone is to their grandparent. But when he said, my grandma, they thought she had the flu and she's just not getting better, it actually gave me chills. Like it was February 2020, COVID foreshadowing. It almost seemed forced how like ominous it was, but I'm like, there's no fucking way Avery's ever even heard of coronavirus at this point.
No, I think it was COVID. I agree. Because he's like, we don't know what's going on, but it's just she can't get better. And I was like,
Do we have any information about this?
Did you look it up?
I looked it up. I can't find it. I mean, it's not
grandmother Below Deck COVID.
Yeah.
Let's see. No, everyone else's grandmother seems to be passing away from COVID.
Yeah, they're just talking about how it was historic. Okay, Megan, if you were Avery, I understand you have an attachment to your grandma, kind of like a parent. Is this this is correct? And so if you're to leave the boat, wouldn't you volunteer that information? Be like, it's not just a grandma to me.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, Avery had like a Southern accent, right? Like, I don't, there's just something about Avery that I think Captain Lee was like, I bet the grandma was important. Like, Avery, he said like yachting saved his life. I just, cause there's definitely white boys that would be like, my grandma died and they wouldn't shed a tear.
Mm-hmm.
But Avery seemed really, really connected. And oh gosh, is this the first time anyone's ever left on the first day?
I don't think so. I do remember Bugsy's grandma died while she was there and she didn't leave. She was like, well, these things happen.
Yes. Someone missed their like sister's wedding once.
Yeah, who was that?
That was crazy.
Also, remember that one chick's dad died. But he wasn't like a good, he was a bad dad.
Yeah, but they didn't have a good relationship.
Yeah.
There is a chance, too, Avery got there and was like, oh, Shane is stupid. James is stupid. My grandma's dying. I like her. I got to get out of here.
Yeah. Oh, it was Brooke. Brooke who missed her sister's wedding, which is, that to me is just crazy. It's like, that's your sister's wedding. Like, you could have easily been the maid of honor. And you're just like, you know how it is. I'm on reality TV. And she was
man,
like,
I would pick a TV show over my stupid brother's
wedding.
Okay,
he listens to this.
Oh, no!
But no, but she was also
well, he
J-Wow's,
already got married, so it's not going to come up.
She was also at the time in JWoww's clutches, I believe. Or Joao, but we call him JWoww on this show, just, you know, Megan.
Oh, yeah.
She was in his JWoww clutches at the time.
Right. And so that's like, then your sister's watching it back and being like, oh, you didn't leave because this psychopath was maybe going to finger you. Okay, cool.
Maybe. Awesome. Hard maybe. It was, JWoww, man. All right. Well, so Izzy, the stew, still incredibly slow. I don't know why she applied for this job as a stew. You should have just applied as the deckhand if you move like at snail's pace. But I guess I think they did that on purpose because they knew Francesca would lose her shit on her.
I was almost wondering if there was some sort of gender bias that came into casting. Like they were like, hey, how about you start as a stew? That's kind of like the girls do that and the boys do. Like it feels like maybe that was a conversation. But Izzy is doing this thing, which is what I would do too, where it's like, I hate this job and I don't want to be doing it. So I'm going to do it as poorly as possible. So then you move me to a different job.
Right, right.
Oh, for sure. That's like when I had Lyra try to toast some bread. And it literally caught on fire, like with flames. And I've never seen bread catch on fire. I don't know how she did it. To this day, I think she was using some sort of like oil, or like what do you squeeze into the charcoal?
Oh,
like accelerator. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. She's just I don't know.
Yeah.
Wow.
Liar. Wow. Liar.
But Izzy, it's like, we can see you.
Yeah.
You are so slow and you are one of the thinnest people I've ever seen.
Yeah.
There's no way you're carrying around your bag of bones is difficult. Like, get the pace up.
Yeah. She's just one of those people that just like is so lackadaisical that they're like, oh, did you need something? For you to have already done everything.
When she was like, the guests aren't happy and like took time to go tell Francesca instead of just doing what they wanted, I was like, I would be so pissed at you.
I'll tell you what, these guests would slow me down though.
These guests are bad.
I would start moving in slow motion as soon as I talked to them.
Okay, let's get into this. Charlie, oh my God, what a piece of shit. He goes to Rachel and basically says, so we're not sure how good you are yet, but we would like an international tasting menu. It has to be keto, vegan, gluten-free, like everything. And it has to, everyone needs to be happy. And if you fuck this up, we will hate you.
He's so condescending. I mean, you guys obviously remember him from when he first came on and it was just gay men.
Yeah.
And they were bullies. They bullied, I forget his name, but Kate's friend. They body shamed him. They were like, put on this Speedo so we can make fun of you because we're hot and rich.
But that's
and this time they're like,
Josiah.
Let's Josiah.
Yeah.
This time they're like, let's bring bitchy women with us too. Like they made Charlie like made a super team that was already mean, even meaner.
But that
by
was actually,
adding in these Shays and these Lexis.
That was the second time he was on. He came the first time that season that Bruno, who, by the way, Bruno, again, you should know, he ignored a cameo request from us. So fuck Bruno. He was like hitting on Bruno the whole time. I think it was season 4 or whatever. It was that season where they had a terrible crew. So he came as like a guest of someone else's. And then I guess he caught the bug of like treating people poorly. And he came back with his gay crew. And now he's back a third time. And he thinks he literally thinks he knows how everything is done. So he can just walk around and be like, honey, you look tired. You look so tired, honey. No, we want to help you. And it's like, do you understand how condescending you're being?
How do you get him to stop? Like in that moment where he's coming in and saying the single shittiest thing, I was thinking like, here's how I would react. If he came in to the galley and was like, let us help you because you look so tired and you're clearly freaking out and you have had a day, sister. He kept saying that. Like if I was in that position, the only way I could get it to stop would be like, no, if you help me, I will want to die. Mm-hmm. Like I will want to end my life if you help. You don't understand. Yeah. If you don't leave, if I don't do this myself, I'm going to explode and having I'm gonna have to go. I'm gonna have to go to Avery's grandmother's funeral.
Yeah, we had a classic. Speaking of Avery, now that Avery's gone, we had a classic Captain Lee-ism where he was watching the deckhands work and he says, "It looks like three bears trying to fuck a football." And I was like, "That doesn't mean anything."
I like how much Captain Lee does not care that these guests are not happy.
No.
Because he knows, like, when he's like, well, today was a test run, tomorrow better be better. And Captain Lee is truly unbothered.
Yeah.
Unbothered.
Well, that's the thing. He calls a meeting. Like, literally, Charlie's like, service is not great. He calls a meeting in the middle of basically when people should be working to be like, yeah, guys, Avery is out. But the guests are pretty demanding, huh? And it's like, why are you calling a meeting now when the guests are all like freaking out that no one is pouring drinks for them? It's like great timing, Captain Lee.
I think I think Charlie's boyfriend is like not good. I think Charlie is bad. I think Charlie's boyfriend is the catalyst for it.
Oh. Yeah, I forget his name, but yeah, he starts some shit later on. That we'll get into. But like Charlie being like, not everyone's luggage was unpacked.
The boyfriend tried to defuse that situation.
Did he?
He tried to get the angry girl to leave the table and go to his bedroom and talk to him about it. And she would refuse. Anyway, sorry, I wanted to stick up for him because he's a really good guy.
No, he's so... But right when they got on the boat, like, they still had fresh champagne in his hand and he was already being critical. Mm-hmm. Like, I do think they put the most demanding guests at the beginning to... Like, I'm wondering if Charlie gets a discount. Like,
I think so.
That they're down.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, we do know about
like,
this.
The service team. Because I do think the food looks
Everybody
good.
Gets a discount.
Well, my brother has been contacted by Below Deck.
Oh.
Well, what are we doing?
Yeah, shut up, Anna. Let her
He got my brother is a realtor in DC. I don't think he's successful, but he's in little magazines and stuff. And so they reached out to him and were like, if you want to bring clients on or if you know any clients that would be interested. And so then he forwarded the casting email to me. And so I've like seen all of the specifications and stuff.
Okay, perfect. So the three of us will go on.
Can we
as
see
your
that?
Brother's guest.
Yes, absolutely.
Please.
Imagine the three of us, God. Like,
it's just so wild to be like, we live in LA. We know not lots of famous people, but I definitely know famous people. And my brother, who's a realtor in DC, is the one they reached out to.
Well, that's the thing. I think they want like weird, like just
normal people.
Yeah, normal, but like rich and just kind of out of touch potentially. Cause they're trying to reach out for not like straight up influencers, even though they do end up coming on.
Yeah. But like that family that was like shooting a rap video for their daughter. It's like, okay.
We watched a few of her videos. And let me tell you, she is a cultural appropriation monster. No. She's next level. Nick and I watch every, we go so deep on these goddamn guests that we're basically friends with them.
Yeah, no, I was on Charlie's Instagram for sure.
Oh, did you see how he misspelled journalist in his bio?
Yes,
what
I did.
Are we doing?
Actually, that was one of the first things I noticed.
Journalist? I was like, fool. Come
because
on.
Because he does PR, right? Like, mm-hmm. I was like, oh, he thinks he's like Samantha Jones. Like, that's yeah. the vibe that he, like, and that's why he's like, I would actually, like, having been a waitress and a bartender, I would rather someone be outright rude to me mm-hmm. than be rude and pretend they're helping me.
Yeah, I agree. Because it's so transparent.
Like, when Rachel walked out of the kitchen, I was like, yeah, I think that's, like, all you could do.
Yeah. Rachel, I'm excited for what Rachel's going to bring to the table.
She's a ticking time bomb. Yes.
I wrote that in my notes. I was like, it's yeah. ticking, baby. We gonna have a literally a, yeah.
And she does seem good, too.
Oh no. She knows what she's doing.
Yeah, but I think she's definitely going to kill somebody.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I think when you bring like a real legit chef on a TV show like this, and then they just have to deal with pure nonsense. That's great TV, right. baby. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. And we're back. We're here with Megan Gailey. We're talking season 8, episode 2. Oh,
season
things are heating
eight
up.
Is so wild.
We're in it, baby. We're doing it.
Oh, Megan, I do have to apologize. Trump lost. So sorry. I know you voted for him.
You know, I was actually on a yacht. I was on a yacht, but I did hear.
I do wonder if, well, I've heard they're potentially filming sailing right now. And I do wonder if we're going to see anyone have like a meltdown if Trump wins because they're just some rich fuck.
Yeah. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because like on New York, they're filming New York and they were filming Real Housewives in New York in 2016. And so we saw Dorinda and Carol have major meltdowns when Trump won.
Yeah.
And then like Ramona and Sonia were like, we fucked Trump. Yeah. And so there was a lot of like different point of views happening.
Yeah, I think Sonia's come around, but Ramona's still a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah, I think Sonia's just like, oh, I like rich men and all of them are evil. So if you need me to be gone with this one, I'm happy to. But I'm going to need to, like, I'm sure Sonia had dinner with Jeffrey Epstein, like 100%. Oh,
she has no qualms about such things.
Now,
no,
these,
she's just rich.
Yeah.
These are the other guests on Watch What Happens. The Nights Below Deck's not on.
Yeah, yes. Sorry. Did we confuse you? Well, anyway, so, okay, Izzy eventually does ask Captain Lee to switch to the deck crew. And he's like, well, how about I consider it? And later she's like, I have more experience than fucking idiot ass Shane. So let's be real.
Yeah.
And you need me. And I actually
they were on Shane and Izzy were on Watch What Happens Live last night after. And Shane said that that was true and he was not offended by it at all.
I doubt he's ever been offended by anything. He's so like,
yeah. Hey, well, no, even in the preview, remember he gets offended because Eddie's like earth to Shane or something. And he's like, hey, man, I really didn't like your sarcasm there. And Eddie's like, you need to quit then. Yeah. I don't know what to tell you.
But a part of me is like, he's probably like, good point. All right. I'll be a good sport then moving forward. Like he's so, I don't know. Go ahead, Nick.
What would be extra devastating is if he went up to Eddie and he's like, you know what? I don't like Robin Williams impressions. I'd be like, you got to, sorry, that's my whole character. You got to leave.
Eddie, I have no thoughts on Eddie other than like he's too much. I just really, I'm surprised he came back. I really am.
Well, there was a large gap and he's the only one back, which makes me think like, I don't know, like they couldn't get someone else. Like, I think that's what's making this season feel extra, extra chaotic is that it's so many people that have never been on TV before. Mm-hmm. So I think when you see Francesca crying, she's crying because she's like, oh my God, people are going to see the worst day I've ever had at my job. And like, that's what Rachel's going through when she's like, it's like, you've probably had to make an omelet in a shitty pan before, but you've never been filmed to be on national television. So people can talk about your shitty omelet.
Yes, I know. And that when Captain Lee's like, there's no crying and yachting. It's like, but there is in reality TV. So I think it's okay.
It is funny to see her not be able to make an omelet in a regular, whatever the fuck that means, whatever the fuck an omelet pan is. I've never had an omelet. It's the same size as every pan I've ever made an omelet in.
I just love her crying over like, the omelet. It's like, yo, it's happening.
That breakfast order was so insane. Mm-hmm. Truly insane. To ask for avocado toast and not specify that you will only accept sliced avocado is, it's like ordering a steak and not saying what temperature you want. And then when it comes medium rare, you're like, oh no, I wanted it cut up and medium well. It's like, no, you have to communicate those things.
Also, that avocado toast looked incredible. I don't know what that like avocado whip was, but it looked fantastic. And it was like this giant piece of Texas toast. Best avocado toast I've ever seen in my life.
I mean, I didn't even understand what she was being particular about. Like, did she want it on the side? Or like, what were you?
No,
I didn't even get
only
it.
Wanted
she just wants
cut
plain
avocado.
Slices of avocado. So like that was like, she goes, I don't want guacamole. She didn't want the avocado mixed up in any way, just the slices.
Okay.
It's like ordering a grilled cheese sandwich, and then she gets it, and she's like, I'm sorry, I didn't want the cheese melted.
Exactly. It's crazy.
Or the bread grilled. Mm.
This is a mess. Well, anyway. Yeah, no, okay. So I see that what you were saying about Francesca, like why she was crying, because she literally is going on. She's like, I am the queen of throwing events, which again, I ask, why did you leave what sounds like a great career to do yachting? But, you know, of course, everyone's like, the travel. But I'm like, you're just treated like shit for like a day of views.
Like, yeah, even when you like go on land, you're at some generic resort.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with wherever the hell you are. And you have to hang out with the same seven assholes that you're trying to take a break from.
Right. So instead, just work, continue building up your like event planning career and then just take those vacays yourself and you can do whatever you want.
But this is going to really help her Instagram.
Oh, true. Well, yeah, she's like, I've served Eminem, which I'm like, okay. Brad Pitt,
her
Paris
list.
Hilton,
Chelsea Handler, I forgot. I was like,
no one who's watching this show really knows who that Chelsea Handler is. Surprisingly, unless you're like truly into comedy, a lot of people don't know who Chelsea Handler is, I've learned.
Know just like her books.
Yeah, possibly.
I have like normal people bring up her books to me a lot. Okay. And I'm like, yes, author Chelsea Handler.
Correct. Like they're like airport books. We're like,
I do think Francesca is gonna be like, for the boat's sake, I think she's probably good.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's gonna like, Hannah and Kate are like bitches, are like mean blonde bullies. And I mean that with all the respect in the world. And I don't know if Francesca has that bite to her to make a second Stew cry. You know, I don't know.
Or just to look.
Yeah, that's what the flighty one said as soon as she came in, was that she's like, I'm used to basically
militant,
the Kate Hannah type.
Well, it's like you need to look at someone with such a blank expression while they're trying to tell you something. Like, so blank of an expression that you don't even, like, you don't even give a shit. Like, she's not bringing that energy. Like, Kate and Hannah could give you a look that said, dissipate, please.
Yes.
And she's not doing that. And it's like, can you survive? Because you got to be a stone-cold killer on this show. Like, that's what Kate was so good at, and that's why I love Kate. Because it was just, like, the way she would treat Ashton in season 7. Amazing.
Yes.
Just, like, be like, honey, I iron Captain Lee's shirts. You think he'll take your side? Good luck.
Yeah.
And it's like, stone cold killer. I love it.
Now, you know, I'm not one to ever comment on a woman's looks. Mm-hmm. You know that. I know that. The American people know
well,
that. Megan, I have a question
for you.
I think
people have heard the show.
Now, Kate, a very beautiful woman, who I agree is younger than me.
Okay.
What's up with the lips? What do you think? Will you talk me through it?
You know, I actually am not like, Kate is so thin, and I'm not fully convinced that those are lips she keeps doing. I think those may have been lips she did at some point and then stopped, but she's so thin that they've just stayed plumper than usual. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
no.
Actually. Oh, really? I could
because,
see that.
Like, when you do stuff to like fillers and then stuff in your lips, it leaves. So when someone looks crazy, they have chosen that look over and over and over and over again. And that's how you know they're a fucking lunatic. But with Kate, I don't know if her, like, we got to go back to season one and see how different she looks.
Yeah, that's a good point. We should do a retrospective. We'll do an episode of Kate's lips through the years.
And she has classic bitch face, which everyone says she does it to guests. That's what I love. Her being mean to guests and then being like, do you not like me? Is my favorite. I can't imagine paying $100,000 to be on a yacht and the main point of contact is a cunt to me.
Like, yeah. It looks like you hate it looks like you hate us. I'm sorry you feel that way. Okay, well, I'll be back with your omelets.
Yeah.
And she's just like a thin American blonde woman. I mean, that is the ultimate villain in the world.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, is her face never changes from like, and she says it. She's like, I have resting bitch face. It just is what it is. But it's like to a point where like she has no expression other than just looking annoyed at you while she's serving you. So you're like, are we causing problems?
Yeah.
And she's like, I have no thoughts at all. I'm just serving. And you're like, you look like you would stab me if you could.
I think Bugsy, if I was going on a boat, I would want Bugsy to be my chief stew.
Oh, yeah. Well, she's.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Turns it out.
As far as Below Deck, though, I think Kate leaves a really big hole in that no one is as funny as her in the ITMs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's no one's that quick. No one will. She doesn't even need to be quick. Just no one's ever going to get to any of the jokes she could make.
Right. And that's why her, was it Josiah? That was his name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were the best. Yeah. They were like such a fun duo. I miss him.
Yeah. Have you watched her show?
Yes, I have.
I haven't seen it yet. What do you guys think?
It's not good.
Yeah.
It's just a Zoom show, right? I can't watch a Zoom show.
It's kind of hard to watch. I've tried, but then I lose interest.
Like, I love Kate. I love Portia. Mm-hmm. I think Giselle is messy in a really fun way. Hannah, you know, I think I would probably, if we were at a party, I would gravitate towards her. The four of them, it's not, I don't know. They were like talking politics. I don't know how they pick the topics. It seems really.
Well, it goes from like politics to like, what do you eat at night? It's like, this is all over the place.
Well, they have to like, for no reason, they have to not do anything they do on Watch What Happens Live.
Right.
Which is like what the show should be. Yeah. What it seems like it is.
It should just be an extension.
They could even like be reacting to what someone just said on Watch What Happens Live. Like, I think that would be interesting. But I don't think it's a good show. But I guess it's so cheap to make that the ratings have been okay that Andy said it's going to keep going.
Wow. All right. Well, good for Kate.
That's the Hollywood dream. Not that good. Cheap to make. Keep it going.
But the second that show is done, Kate's back.
Oh, I love that.
None of these people yacht anymore. Captain Lee, Captain Sandy, Kate, Hannah, not a single one of them. Eddie, not one of them works on a boat, on a yacht, outside of this show in 5 years.
Oh, they don't have to. I believe towards the end, Hannah just showed up for Med. Like,
no, I'm saying, that's... They don't, like, all the captains have all those restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking insane. Captain Lee has owned, like, a dozen restaurants.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Captain Sandy owns restaurants.
That's why he's like, I can flip a burger, but I can't be a top-notch yacht chef. That's whenever he's freaking out if someone's going to leave. He's always like,
he doesn't own a dozen restaurants. He has owned, you know. He's in the business and he sells, whatever.
Can I say something about my Sienna?
Yes.
This boat sucks.
Yes. I don't like
it. It's so bad. It's so old and outdated looking.
Yeah.
What is this, the fourth season?
Even the throw pillows. I'm like, ew, gross.
I like the Wellington that they just had. That one was a nice boat.
Yeah, the Wellington was big.
Yeah.
The sailing yacht is so beautiful. You can tell that's a nice boat. Sometimes they're on. My Sienna was at like the beginning. I'm like, why did we circle back to this boat? I know it's big, but it just.
Probably because other boats are like you have people on who just trash our boats. So we're
It looks less like a Marriott in like Detroit that has not been renovated in 20 years.
Yeah.
How many regular yachts do you have to to rent before you get a sailing boat, sailing yacht. That you have to get so bored of yachts that don't make you feel like you're going to die.
I hate sailing yachts.
I think the sailing yacht is cheaper.
Yes, because there's broken glass everywhere.
So it's like, because I knew people growing up that would go on like chartered catamarans.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, these were people that maybe had key parties, but this is like Indiana. This is not like royalty shit.
Yeah.
This is just like a salesman that had one good year.
Yeah.
I feel like key parties only happened in the Midwest. And they all drank Rob Roy's. Am I wrong?
My mom started telling me about them at one, because there was like a group of parents that that my parents like did hang out with at some point, kind of, and then stopped. And my mom kind of leaked like a watch thing to me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Key party, it's so stressful. Like you might get the gross one. If you want to fuck your neighbors, just pick a hot couple and then go over to their house.
I think they're only nice for men. The women that are participating in them tend to be hotter than their husbands. I mean, that's just kind of a cultural phenomenon that women are hotter than their partners. So like the men are going to get another hot woman and the woman is going to get a different variation of a man that's not hot.
Yeah, that's true.
You hope you get like at least like one with a big dick, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
God, the emotional swings. Yeah, like you get to fuck your friend's wife and then you like you're feeling so high and then your fucking weird friend gets to fuck your wife.
Yeah, that's weird.
You're like, oh, right.
Didn't we have on some guests who were like low-key swingers and they were like dressed as like old-timey Hollywood the whole time? I forget if that was this version or the other.
Oh, on Below Deck?
Yeah.
Yes, I remember them.
Yeah. Ugh, yeah. Good times.
I mean,
and they tried to get Hannah or something to sleep
they?
With them.
Did they? I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Swingers.
It didn't happen. Anyway.
Good times.
On Sailing Yacht, you guys didn't watch Sailing Yacht.
No, we did.
Oh, okay. Remember those bros that like picked up the girl whose sister was violently murdered?
Yeah.
Those guys they made me afraid. I'm like, oh, I think when cameras are not there, some guests are doing really fucked up things.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He picked up Madison. Well, those guys were also like, there was broken glass. Well, other than like sailing yachts are covered in broken glass because no one's ever prepared for the boat to tilt. But like, they also like would be like breaking champagne bottles by doing that like the knife pop bottle style.
And they were not good at it.
No. And then they'd be like, I stepped in glass. And you're like, yeah, because you're breaking champagne bottles.
They
everywhere.
Cut their own feet on them.
Yeah. I can't imagine. I think when
dude picked up Madison, that like that's the shit that wait, was that Captain Lee or Captain Sandy?
That was Glenn.
That was Captain, what's his name?
Oh, that was
Glenn. Keebler Elf.
That's the thing. It's like when none of these captains, like, if someone has to, that captain had to have, like, found that. Just if anyone told me that, I don't know. It's so wrong. And, like, the only reason I've ever seen for anyone to get kicked off the boat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
Yeah. All right, let's.
When they were going to kick off that guy for weed, I was like, what? Kick off the guy who sexually grabbed someone.
I know. They never have. They're always like, well, the guest tips, so we have to let them harass whoever they want. It's like.
There is no. You can't say the word no.
Yeah.
Like, the word no to a woman sometimes is the most important word. And it's just gone out of the vocabulary. That's fucking insane.
Yeah. Well. That's the
show. We should boycott this show.
No. I think the show probably helps keep them safer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If there's cameras on you, you're less likely to, I don't know, I guess throw a woman off a boat.
That's why their behavior, that's why Charlie behaving this way, it's like, you seem like you called a meeting and told your friends to do this. Like, this is so.
Well, we'll get to it. He's weird.
Why do they eat dinner inside? I hate when they eat dinner inside on the boat. Go outside.
You know, let's take a quick commercial break and we will be right back. And we are back. Okay, so Rachel apparently says she became a chef on yachts because of Anthony Bourdain, which was just like because he travels, I guess.
Sure, because he's a yacht chef, yes.
And she said she's traveled all over the world and studied all the different cuisines. But of course, like, everything goes to shit at their weird international dinner, which I love when they dress up as like different countries. Cause I'm like, this is about to be problematic. Someone might do blackface. These people have no sense.
The woman said she was Transylvania and she had a Madonna microphone on. I was like, what?
Was it because I didn't get it. Was she trans? Like a trans woman? Is that why she said that? I truly don't know why. I didn't get it. They're like, it's on point.
I thought she was doing like an ABBA thing. Oh. Like I had no, when she said Transylvania, I was like, you have blonde hair. I was very confused.
Yeah, this is a shit show of a group of people. Also, Izzy is unpacking this luggage. Like, I thought they complained about the luggage like 2 days ago, it felt like. Apparently, it's still the same day, and Izzy is very slowly unpacking. So there's like, Francesca's like looking for Captain Lee's pants, and Elizabeth is making drinks, and there's like no one to serve the food. I didn't get it. And then like Eddie's like, hey, Shane, don't help serve drinks. And it's like, why don't you? Here's what I would do. And now I've watched enough of this show that I know how to do service. I'm basically a chief stew. Okay, Francesca, you send Izzy to look for the pants, which she eventually did. And then go do turndowns immediately and then unpack because the turndowns are more important.
Yes.
Get Shane in the galley and have him help serve with you and have Eddie help serve too. They're acting as if Eddie's like deckhands are just behind the scenes, but actually deckhands help serve all the time. So I don't know what you're talking about, Eddie. You've been on your tugboat for too long.
You would rather have your food. Like,
yeah.
If I was sitting there eating, I don't give a fuck who is bringing my food out. I would rather have warm food than it served to me by a woman who's dressed as a geisha, which is just a Forever 21 robe she threw on.
Yeah. And then, you know, the guests are like getting all antsy. So they're being terrible. And Charlie goes into the galley again to insult Rachel by being like, you look so tired, honey. You've had quite the day. And they're like trying to plate the food for her. And she's very annoyed. And then at the end of the dinner, they like clean up their own plates. And that's like basically what sets Francesca off into like pure devastation.
Yeah.
And then she goes to cry to Captain Lee. I mean, that was a shit show, but Charlie just exacerbates everything by like inserting himself in his like condescending tone and making
also,
everyone
Elizabeth
feel bad.
Is not making drinks for 1 hour, you know, like she can make the drink and then pass plates. She seems really good.
Yeah.
Her energy, her meditation shit. Izzy was singing her praises on Watch What Happens Live. I'm very into her. She seems really like very good at her job, but then have her, I just don't, the kitchen is so close. Like I love how they kept showing like the eye line of where Charlie was sitting and seeing into the kitchen of food just sitting there.
Yeah. Yeah. That was just poor planning. Like Francesca needed to like really get on the stews and get like literally get on the radio, be like sending people around. Like that's what everyone does. You just keep them moving. Oh, I should be chief stew.
You should.
You should be chief stew.
Except for I would lose my shit on a guest.
Yeah, they'd be like, why are you yelling at me? I just walked on the boat.
I can't think of one job I would want on a yacht.
No.
When I see them have to put that inflatable slide anywhere, I'm like, oh, I would fall off the boat and die. Like, I would pretend I fell off the boat. Like, I couldn't do it. But then when they're also, like, cleaning toilets, unpacking for strangers, that sounds like a nightmare.
Oh, yeah. Well,
seems like something you can only ask if you're primary.
Yes, that's what I thought too. I was like, primary gets unpacked. Everyone else, go fuck yourselves. You don't matter.
It's like, where is everyone? They've spent 2 days unpacking your fucking
things. We're gonna do all this other stuff, and then I'll send Izzy to you to unpack at the end of the night or something. But it's like you can have. That's how I felt about the food. They were like, the food's taking so long. It's like you truly ordered like it was a diner, and there's one person. Like,
yeah.
You just can't do that. I don't know why Rachel didn't do the buffet style breakfast like we usually see them do.
Because they just, there's too many demands from these people. Also, in my opinion, why unpack at this point? Like, you're there for 2 days. I hate unpack. Like, I don't go to a hotel and unpack my clothes.
I think they packed all of that stuff to fuck with them. Like, I think Charlie and his crew are kind of doing mind games that they like talked about beforehand to do.
They might be produced also.
He wants to keep being on the show.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, let's talk about his lips. His face looks crazy.
Oh my God. His face looks like it's had so much work done. I really looked at him and I was like, you got to stop. You got to, like, with the Botox, yeah, like, you're looking too intense, yeah, at this point.
Say, yeah, what you will, he's a 95-year-old man.
Yeah, apparently.
Remember when he was trying to teach his boyfriend how to have speak in an Australian accent?
Oh my God. Yeah.
Chase, guys, guys. Yeah. And they were both so proud of him.
Yeah. Okay, but yeah, for real, do that. Replace all of the vowels with A's and say that.
Chase, fries, plies.
Chaz, fries, plies. Chaz, fries, plies. I sound like Nell. That's not a good way to do it.
That's an insult.
Hey, in the wind.
Well, yeah. So the night ends with Francesca crying to Captain Lee. And he's like, there's no crying and yachting. And I'm like, you don't have to be so toxic, Captain Lee. Let her cry a little.
People cry every episode.
This is a shit show. Relax.
Yeah, they're not crying in the wheelhouse, though. So maybe he doesn't know.
Yeah, that's
true. It's true.
I don't watch this stupid show.
All right. Yeah, clearly. All right, guys. Hold on. Where's my... Oh, it's the next day.
Yes.
In this story tale. Yes.
I want to talk about Lexi and Shay fighting over James.
Oh, we'll get to that. That's coming.
Oh, okay. Okay, great.
Imagine if we missed that.
Yeah, we just we don't
talk
about
that. That's some of the craziest shit.
No, Megan, we're not going to talk about that. Well, okay. So it's the next day. Francesca meditated on her shit. She's like, I'm not afraid of anything. And I guess she's back. I don't know.
Oh, you're right. I'm getting my days confused. I'm sorry.
It's okay. So Rachel says she's anal retentive, which means she's a ticking time bomb. Cannot wait. She's going to be good TV because she low-key has Eddie vibes where she's like doing bits where she's like, I got camel toe. Yeah. And you're like, okay.
I'm going to make this boat suck my dick.
Yeah.
And she's got Eddie vibes by getting way overwhelmed when nothing has happened yet.
Yes, exactly. Crying while making the omelet is still my favorite thing. Just like,
it's the pan's so big.
It's like, and everyone's being like, calm, calm. It's like, just get out of her way at this point. Yeah. Well, yeah. And so that's the guests order 1,000 different things. And I'm like, tick, 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 baby. This is going to happen. And yeah, like clockwork, she's like hyperventilating over an omelet. It's so fucked up, but it was so funny to me. Oh, yeah. Let's talk about Shane some more. He seems to always just be doing dumb shit instead of working.
Yes, but very proud of himself.
Yeah. It's because he's like 21.
Remember Aisha's boyfriend 2 seasons ago who like hated working and was doing dumb shit? Dick. He was like, I hate working and I just want to have fun.
The Beatles.
Shane is like, I am one with dolphins. I know the ocean, and then can't do anything.
He's
weird. Got his reef safe shampoo.
Yes.
But then when it comes to another human, he's like, oh, fuck you.
Well, he's like,
not the same kind of
reference.
Eddie's
being like, Shane, come here. And he's just like too busy being like,
Lily, Shane.
What are you doing? Like, why are you drumming, air drumming? Go do your job.
Captain Lee calling him on the radio while he's watching him swim.
Yeah. Then he's like, yachting is so me. Got my biodegradable sunscreen and my reef safe shampoo. And it's like, dude. We don't care about that. Just do your job. Oh, he's going to be good TV. Yeah, of course.
It's just funny. Like, no one with that accent, with that SoCal surfer accent, should be doing the accent at a job.
No, right.
Like, you can pretend you're not that for a day.
I don't know if he knows how to not do that.
But it is funny to hear, like, yeah, sir.
Like, I like to use the F word a lot, but like day one at the job, I put it away.
But I don't think he knows that I think he has zero self-awareness. Like, he's like, everyone thinks I'm like some dumb SoCal surfer, bro. And I don't know why. And you're like,
he went to Berkeley or something. Like, he did go to a real school. I remember him saying.
Yeah, he went to Berkeley. That could have easily been because his parents paid, donated a building. Or maybe he's like book smart, but like he's the type of. Again, like I've said this in the last episode, he's the type of person who maybe he can study well or take good tests, but like he's going to leave his oven open and burn his house down.
Yeah. Like, I believe he does know about fish or like the anatomy of the ocean, but if you don't even know how to clean a wave runner, you're probably fucked at this job, dog.
I believe he knows about Fish the band.
Yeah, I wouldn't. If he was like, I love jam bands, I'd be like, you don't need to say more. We know.
It is wild how we're at episode two and no one has fucked yet. Like, I'm like, can we go out? I want to go out. I want to go to a nightclub and see them get wasted.
The good thing is.
And we don't even know which one's going to ruin their night out yet.
James.
Yeah. No, that's the thing. We have James. We're just waiting for James.
But he's so likable.
We'll see. I don't know. James can go either way. He's so like, hee hee, when he did that thing where he's like, I'm going to wear the thing. Hee hee. I love girls. They're fit. Hee hee. And I was like, okay, he can be fun. But this can also turn, like, it's like all the dudes who you think are chill. And then as soon as they drink too much, they have like, they're like, I have an evil personality when I drink that comes out, that you're like, okay, so if you're aware of it, why do you continue to drink? Because it seems like you traumatize people.
I could see James just being sloppy too. Yeah. Just peeing, like not even being mean, just like peeing his pants, trying to like make out with trees. Like he just wants to get his dick in something so badly and seems so stupid that I wouldn't want to go out with him. He's going to take his shirt off. Like he is there to fuck.
I'm waiting for the season where Captain Lee's like, you know what? I'm going to hang out with the kids this season.
That'll never happen.
Like fucking rages.
There's no way.
Fucks everyone.
Marianne would not let him do that.
No, like the season he and Marianne are on a break. I'm really looking forward to it.
Never would Captain Lee and his lovely bride ever be on a break. That's what he calls her in all his Instagram posts, his lovely bride.
That's like what my dad says about my mom. That is sweet. That's like old man speak. So now, I just want to talk about James being borderline sexually harassed at his job.
Oh, yeah. So let's get into it. So they basically asked to do body shots off James while he's wearing a Speedo.
That the primary has given him. Like, yeah. I've definitely worn bathing suit bottoms that, like, a friend has loaned me. But these have been, like, friends. Mm-hmm. He is putting his dick into a stranger's dick garage, and he has no idea who this man is, except for the fact that his face and personality seem bonkers.
It's clean.
No, it is not. I mean, when he pulled out, like, Captain Lee staring at them and then being like, better you than me.
Yeah. I was like, we all agree with that, Captain Lee. This is what I'm saying.
Like, Captain Lee at the end of every season is like, wow, if I had known what was going on, blah, blah, blah. But like, you're seeing this.
Yeah.
Why is this okay? Why can't he take a shirt off when no one is around and he's alone and he's taking a swim? Why can't he do that? But he can swing his dick around until two charter guests start fighting each other.
Fully fighting.
Why is that okay?
I don't know. But and it is definitely a double standard. Like, yeah. It is.
I don't know. Yeah. See, that's the problem. It's like they're so obsessed with this tip. It's like tip is it. And they can't ignore, like, what if James didn't want to do that? What if James like, you know what, I'm uncomfortable.
James is fully into it, though. Yes, like, yes. James, oh, for sure, like, yeah. I'm here to do this. Like, this is, I'm not going to be that good at my job, but whenever someone wants me to dance in a Speedo, I'm happy to do it. So I guess it's just like, well, they did find the right guy.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, we learn in the after show that they asked Shane as well, but Shane was like, no, I can't wear a Speedo, only a Hawaiian shirt, because that's this whole thing. So I guess you can say no, but they don't. Like, they won't show it on the show. So, like, I don't know. That was weird to me. It's like, well, if Shane said no, that makes me uncomfortable, because it gives perspective to the whole situation that you can say no.
And James is also thinks Lexi is hot.
Yeah. She's
fit. And he very well may think Shay is hot too. But if it was like an old weird woman, I don't know if James would have said yes.
Well, I don't think the other one, I don't think that was posited to him. I think he was only told about the one girl, the birthday girl.
Right.
And he didn't have any other information.
Shay thinking that she has claim to James.
Yeah.
and I was in a sorority. I lived with 90 women in a house. Oh, wow. That is still one of the craziest fucking things. I'm like, you met this man 18 hours ago. You have spoken 10 words to him. All of them have been about him filling up a drink for you. And you think that he likes you and you like him back? Like, that is crazy.
Okay, so let's get into it. I think it went down a little different. I believe it was the other white girl who made a point to call out Lexi about it.
Yes.
And then it became Shay's problem, which was weird. But Shay got all upset that it was made a point, and that's what escalated everything. She's like, why are you guys trying to make this a thing? This is so embarrassing. And then they were like, no, Shay, you're embarrassing us. And I was like, what is going on?
No, the blondie, it may have been the one that said, I only like sliced avocado. Mm-hmm. She sucks. Like, if I was Shay and she was my friend, I'd be like, why the fuck did you do that?
Yeah.
Because then it's like, you've opened this. And Lexi was doing a really good job of playing dumb. I do think she knew.
Shay asked her to do that. When Shay was like, when we go to dinner, you better call that bitch out for
you
me
think so?
On my behalf. God. That's what I think.
That okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because she was mad. Like, when they went on the Wave Runner together, she was like, what the fuck?
Well, what was that? Why did they say that he was going to go with Shay, and then at the last minute, they were like, nah, he's going to go with the birthday girl?
Because it was Lexi's birthday. I don't know. I guess they just changed it because it was her birthday.
But it wasn't explained at all. It was a bad edit.
Yeah. Well, I think the focus was more on, like, Shane swimming with his shirt off. But also, like, there was a great edit of him, like, climbing over Lexi while on the jet ski. Like, basically, like, knocking his nuts into the back of her head. Like, they were doing a lot of, like, ooh, like, kind of, like, you know, they were being very touchy-feely, which I think Shay could see, and that was upsetting her.
Well, he was like, I don't get seen very often, and I feel like you see me.
that's his and Rob.
Like, I don't want to, I wonder if there's also, like, some insecurity happening there. Like, Lexi is hot. I think Shay is hot too, but I wonder if Shay's like, oh, Lexi's hotter than me, and that's why he picked Lexi. Like, it seems like what is happening with this fight is so much deeper than James, this person they do not know at all.
Right. And also, I feel like drinking never helps because everyone always gets in fights when they've had too much to drink on this show. But, like, I think
none of them are allowed to fuck him. Like, those are the rules. Yeah. Like, none of you are going to. And, like, if she had just sort of bucked up and been like, I want a body shot, too, I think that could have happened.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. If it was her birthday, he would have probably done the same because he's James. He seems like he's just down to be weird and get creepy. But, like, I don't know. It was blown out of proportion in a way where I was even, like,
It was really embarrassing. I'm truly, truly embarrassed for. She kept yelling, are you kidding me? Shay kept being like, are you kidding me? And I'm like, you're not going to like how this comes out on TV. And I do think that Charlie's boyfriend was trying to be like, girl, come on, let's. But she did. She ruined dinner. Blondie set it off. And then Shay acted so delusional.
Oh, you know what's crazy, too, is we've not really had the experience to think about this in real time. But Shay's worst day is today. Her Twitter is just fucked today of her, like, learning something about herself.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's got to be brutal.
Wait, is her...
Because they were probably drunk. It was probably... Yeah. It was 10 months ago. Like, I mean, that's...
Yeah, and she's changed it in her mind. She doesn't think that happened. I imagine her telling that story yesterday, you know, or 2 days ago, being like, this is what happened on the boat. Yeah. And then seeing it be like, uh-oh.
Right.
That's interesting.
I do think they were trying to help her, at multiple different points, and she just wouldn't take the life vest, no pun intended. Like, they were trying to be like, okay, girl, let's, like, go downstairs.
And
take a breather. And she's like, no, I'd like to stand up here and embarrass myself. The crew watching inside, I am Izzy in that. I am like,
Oh, yeah, that's the best, is when they're, like, popping off and you're like, oh,
you had to, like, delay the cake.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. It's like, a part of me was like, she just wouldn't be, like, she didn't want to be silenced by these people for, like, having her emotions, which is, like, that's fine. But, like, do realize, like, you are being filmed, so you will not love this. And you just have to understand, like, you can pop off all you want.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to have to like to watch it back later. You either like, you know, hold your own and, you know, what is it, like double down, or you'd be like, yeah, I was drunk and I just, you know, it was
Lexi
crazy.
Lexi played it so well.
Yeah, Lexi was like, what? Weird.
What? I didn't ask them. Huh? I didn't tell them. Like, she yeah. just fully was like, I mean, when Francesca greeted her with that glass of rosé and yeah. she hugged her, I was like, yeah. oh, that's not good. If you're hugging a service worker on your birthday, you don't have a lot of friends.
Yeah, she, yeah, I don't know what was going on with Lexi. Was just so like, she was just like taking shots like, oh my God, crazy.
Classic hot girl. What?
Yeah.
What? He likes me. No,
but also part of it was like Charlie and them set up all that shit anyway. Like Charlie was instigating it.
Maybe this has happened before too, to Shay specifically.
Yeah.
And she's just been like Charlie's boyfriend. Cause I think she's friends with Charlie's boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
And then she knows Charlie like through him. Because she pointed at the boyfriend and she was like, this is friendship ending.
Yeah. Which is
he's definitely like that. The primary is definitely, you know, like a phenomenon. You know, we all know people who have like the cool house, who have a lot of money, who like to have parties. And then you're like in the party realm or you're out of the party realm. And like, you know, some people are getting kicked out and you know what you got to do. You always got to bring something good. You can't bring any bummers.
Yeah.
And then like, yeah, Shay is out of the party crew.
Well,
she's never getting invited over to the house again.
Charlie's one of those people who does that, who has the cool house, invites people on the yacht so he can have power and dictate whether it makes sense or not. I don't like you anymore. You're out. You know, like he enjoys that thoroughly.
Yeah. And that's what happens at the end. They go down to their rooms and Charlie like scolds Shay for embarrassing them, which is like so sad. It's like, you're all drunk. Leave her alone. Shit went down. She didn't like it. She popped off. You guys popped off back to her and tried to be like, you're crazy, bitch. And now you're going to be like, you have embarrassed me. As if Charlie's behavior this whole entire time has not been like cringeworthy. It's like, honey, you embarrassed yourself. Your friend popped off.
This is like the first meal that the crew isn't running ragged, upset. Mm-hmm. Like it's the first time they can smile and calm down.
Yeah.
No one's yelling at them. No one's mad at them. Someone has to be mad.
And it's also like, oh, they're getting in a massive fight. Maybe they'll forget that they hated us.
And they'll go to bed early.
Well, they're ripping each other apart at the seams. Like, I feel like we're good.
Well, that was weird because like Eddie was like, we're getting no tip for this because they're upset. And it's like, well, why would they not tip you? They're having an internal fight within their friend group.
And they're embarrassing themselves. Yeah. Like, if I was Shay, I'd be throwing some extra bills in the pile. I'd be like, my bad.
Yeah.
Do you think James had any idea? Like, yeah. Because the rest of the crew, they like cut to him, like Eddie's like, oh, they're having a full blown fight. And then they just show James in his disco ball little outfit. And he doesn't even seem like he knows that this is going on.
He's like laying down, getting a body shot with his like crotch out. And he just looks so relaxed. And I'm like, James is like the actual issue in the room. But like, he just has no sense. He's just like,
he should have gone on Love Island. Why is he on this show?
Well, his whole thing is like, I just like to make money and travel and meet girls. And it's like, I guess this is the job.
Look,
for you.
It's not his fault. He's gorgeous and stupid. Just sit back and enjoy it.
True.
Thank God for making him.
Gotta love James. All right, well, the episode ends with Charlie being like, how could you embarrass me, Shay? And I'm like, what a time in our, like, current political climate to, like, shame the one black girl. Well, I guess maybe Lexi might be black. She seemed biracial. But, like, they just come for her, accuse her of being the problem and not, like, the horrible rich white guy. And then it's like, and we're done. And I'm like, that's the below deck we know.
Also, she's not even the one who ruined the dinner. It was the white girl.
It was the white girl. And then it became Shay's problem. And it's like, okay, great.
What a dumb thing to say.
It was terrible.
God, it's so upsetting. All right.
Gotta love it. Is it time for boat facts?
Oh, I think it's time for boat facts.
All right, it's time for boat facts with Nikki T's.
As you all know, you guys can leave us a boat fact anytime you want, as long as it's in a 5-star review on Apple Podcast. If it's not on 5-star, I won't read it.
Well, that's not true.
What do you? That is true.
Well, that's not necessarily true.
Are you kidding me? That's my whole character.
I know, but I just want to encourage people to send boat facts in as well.
No.
Okay, it fine. Nick won't read it. Wink, wink. All right, do your boat facts.
I feel like we have to stop recording, have like an hour-long meeting.
I do want to. I want to shout out at Geography Jeff on Twitter for sending us a photo of himself wearing a Master of Boat Facts merch from Deckheads.
Oh, for sure. And that brings me to the point I want to make. He gave me some boat fact ideas for boat facts that I've already done.
And then
this person, Jojo CS, which I'm about to read a boat fact from, also gave me boat facts that I've already done. People tell me that they love this show and they listen to all of them and then give me boat facts, they're almost always boat facts I've already done.
Well, there's
and
been a lot.
Remember when I said that I'm going to start redoing my best of boat facts from our pre-weekly show? This gives me all of the assurance I need that no one is ever going to know. All right. Boat fact from Jojo CS says, cats on a ship are good luck, especially the black ones. A little racist, but I looked into it.
What?
And absolutely true. While in many cultures, a black cat is considered unlucky, British and Irish sailors considered adopting a black ship's cat because it would bring good luck. There is some logic to this belief. Cats eat or at least kill rodents, which can damage ropes and stores of grain on board, and they are intelligent animals. A high level of care was directed toward them to keep them happy, and research has backed up this superstition. Some sailors believe that polydactyl cats are better at catching pests.
Well, yeah.
It's a cat with a congenital physical anomaly called polydactyly.
It's the thumb, right?
It causes the cat to be born with more than the usual number of toes on one or more of its paws.
Yeah, it's got cats a hand. With,
yeah.
It can slap you.
Yeah. They're most commonly found along the east coast of North America. Anyway, they were believed to have miraculous powers that could protect ships from dangerous weather. And another popular belief was that cats could start storms through magic stored in their tails. Now, I gotta be honest with you guys, this is maybe not a boat fact.
Yes, as cat fact.
As it is a dumb fact, cat fiction. But if a ship's cat fell or was thrown overboard, it was thought that it would summon a terrible storm to sink the ship, and that if the ship was able to survive, it would be cursed with 9 years of bad luck. And if a cat licked its fur against the grain, it meant a hailstorm was coming. If it sneezed, it meant rain. And if it was frisky, it meant wind. If it tried to hump you.
Well, what if the cat fell off the boat, like, on its own? Then it's still pissed?
I mean, I guess it doesn't
happen. Fell off, now I'm going to curse you? Like,
if the cat fell or was thrown, I don't think it's any different. Yeah, if that cat gets off the ship, you got to protect that cat.
Seems rude.
Yeah, for sure.
People had such, like, boat people back in the day, such fucking fools. Like, the shit they would come up with. No whistling, no bananas.
I think there's still a lot of boat superstitions.
Oh, yeah. These people did not evolve with us. But also, a lot of these things, like, this just seems like if a cat accidentally made its way on your boat, which does not seem insane, that, like, while you're docked for days, a cat climbs on looking for food.
Well, that's
and then you're at sea, and then most people, I guess, like, sailors would be like, oh, a cat got on, better throw him overboard. And then another person had to make up a lie to get people to stop murdering cats. They'd be like, no, it was a hailstorm.
Well, I do want to say, if you recall, JWoww.
That cat's a magician.
JWoww, in that first season he appeared on as a deckhand, really did not want someone to not be guarding the passer rail all night because he feared someone might try and come on the boat. But the only thing that was ever hanging around the passer rails were stray cats.
That's true.
I have photos of it. I screenshot it from the TV show to be like, number one enemy to a passerelle, stray cats who come on and apparently harass your guests.
Okay. Interesting.
Well, JoJo, thank you so much for the boat fact. Fucking incredible. Anybody can leave me one. Apple Podcast, 5-star review.
Yes, leave us a 5-star review. We would appreciate it. It's all our livelihood exists on these 5-star reviews. And then go buy our merch on TeePublic.
Megan, you know, I want to hear a little more about your podcast.
Yeah, tell us where people can find you and listen to you.
Yeah, I host a sports podcast with my husband, and that is a painful sentence to say. We pick sports topics and then sort of rank our favorites within any given topic. And then you can find me at Megan Gailey on Twitter. I have lots of Bravo thoughts. So lots of Below Deck. I tweeted about it this morning, got a good conversation going. And then I'm at Better Megan Gailey on Instagram.
Now, is that because someone else took Megan Gailey and you had to make it clear?
It is. There was a Megan Gailey and I needed to let her know where she stood in the hierarchy. She has now since gotten married, and Megan Gailey on Instagram is available, and I do have it, but I do not use it.
Oh.
Interesting. That's a flex like I've never heard.
Yeah, I like that. All right. Well, you heard it here
first.
Well,
thank you so much.
Thank you. This has been an honor.
You have to come back and do it again.
Yeah. As of now, we only know you and Miles. So. Yeah. I guess we'll call you in a couple of weeks. Yeah,
I keep trying to get people into it. I really am.
I do too.
I think it's such a good show and it feels so exciting. It's like the only way you can travel right now, you know?
Everybody thinks they're the only one watching it. Because I'll tell people about the podcast and then they'll be like, oh my God, my wife or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then it's like they didn't know a single other person watched it.
They're out there.
Yeah. Find us.
Yeah. Also, yeah, recommend guests if you know someone funny, cool. Not like you're a person off the street, okay? Don't be weird. But like someone you enjoy. Yeah,
you have to live in a house.
Yeah.
For this.
Okay, well, that's not what I meant. But realizing now we never took a second ad break. My bad.
Oh, no.
Well, anyway.
Well, I can't wait till you find out that I wasn't recording for 5 minutes at the top. And
what?
No, we did 1, 2, 3 record.
Yeah, I pressed it and then I fucked up. And I guess it was.
Oh my God, this is such a classic Nick Turner. Whatever.
It's a classic. No, Megan, this is like happens every other episode.
It's a problem. Okay, follow us at DeckheadsPod on Instagram and Twitter. Email us at deckheadspod@gmail.com. Buy our merch. Leave us a 5-star review. I'm at Anna Hosnier. Nick is at Nick's Turners. And that's that, bitches. Until next week, we're all hopping on this tiny little speedboat and getting out of here. Bye.
Deckheads is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.